Wake up, sweet one.
That's it. Open your eyes and come back to me.
You've had quite a journey, all the way from the land of the dead to here. Now, not quite living, but not exactly dead. Do you remember how you got here? The sequence of events that brought you to my doorstep? Come, we'll reminisce over dinner. Rise slowly, sweet one. You aren't yet steady on your feet. Hold on to my arm. Join me in the dining room. It has been a long time since I had guests, but I still adhere to the old ways. Would you care for a drink? I've always believed dinner goes down easier with the right beverage. Please, taste. I'm sure you must be confused, so allow me to fill in the pieces for you. This afternoon, just before sundown, you walked through my door and attempted to drive a stake through my heart. Lucky for me, I've always been an early riser, and I was awake before you pried open my front door. Imagine my surprise as I saw you, the famed vampire hunter, standing in my bedroom doorway. You were looking at me as if you were shocked to see I was sleeping in a bed, as opposed to a coffin. As if a woman of my stature wouldn't take advantage of every mortal pleasure. I've read about you in all the papers. You've taken down several of my friends, and even more of my enemies, so I suppose I should be thanking you. And, in a way, I already have. Look inside the chalice I've given you. Do you think it contains wine? In some ways, I suppose it does. But it is also a covenant. A sacrament. A fledgling vampire's first sip of eternal life. It's poetic, isn't it? You come after one of the most powerful vampires to stalk the earth, and she turns you into the very thing you've dedicated your life to killing. But I'm not without mercy. I didn't turn you to mock you. I turned you to teach you. Your skills are uniquely suited to life as a vampire. After all, we must stalk our prey and keep to the shadows, lest others of your ilk come calling. You are my sireling. As I've done with all my children for centuries, I'll show you what you need to know. Of course, I also intend to keep you as my plaything, at least for a while. Oh, yes. As I said, it's been a long time since I had guests. Since I've been able to truly extend my hospitality to a gentleman caller. I think you know exactly what I mean. Look into my eyes. And tell me. You want me. Tell me you'll devote your life to me. That's it. Relax. Let the sound of my voice and the movement of my hands over your body enthrall you. Let me kiss the marks I left on your neck. and make a few new ones. You belong to me now. Do you understand? Oh, yes. You do have such a beautiful cock. Perfect for wrapping my fingers around. Stroking up and down your shaft slowly. How does that feel? I've been around a long time. And even if I wasn't a vampire, I still learned how to read a man's body through his reactions. And based on yours, this feels very good. And this delectable cock of yours. Tastes almost as good as your blood. But before I have my fun with your cock, I think it's only fair that you thank me for the gift I've bestowed. After all, I did invite you to dinner, did I not? Well, let me sit on the edge of the table in front of you, and you can use that talented tongue of yours on my soaking, wet pussy. Oh, yes. Oh, my darling. Drink of the waters of life. Worship me with your tongue. Follow your instincts. My blood sings in yours. It will tell you exactly how to please me. No. Good. Enough, sweet one. I crave your taste on my tongue. Relax for me. Let me take care of you. I can see you throbbing. You need me, don't you? Thrust deep into my throat, sweet one. You taste exactly as I knew you would. I suppose you could say I'm orally fixated. Not yet, sweet one. Get up on the table. I'm going to fuck you. Do you feel that? The heat of my pussy as I grind against you. No. Sit up and take my nipple into your mouth. Pinch the other one between your fingers. I want you to play with them while I slide your cock inside me. Oh, sweet one. It was the village that led you here, wasn't it? I was careless, as you might say. I should not have left their bodies out. I fucked myself fantasizing about a moment just like this one. I laid a trap for you. I've been watching you for some time. You were too skilled for the mortals, and now you're one of mine. Do you feel the tight, slick grip of my cunt? Your cock is already leaking, isn't it? You need to come to breed your vampire queen, don't you? Then come for me. Come deep inside me. Fill me. Flood me. Come for me. Come. I know. The love bite of a vampire hurts. But it feels good, doesn't it? And to be owned, to be marked. I can't help myself when I come. Do you see, my dear vampire hunter? Being evil isn't so bad.